Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at RTE.ie. Patsy Kelly, by the way, was from Naas. Now, another attack which has got a lot of publicity, rightly so, over the last few days is that of Mark Power. Mark Power has been on the media in the last few days, but being the end of the week, I wanted to force to find out. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. And just as a quick summary of to remind people of what the horrific events you went through earlier in the week.
I had arranged to meet somebody off a gay dating site called Grindr. Uh-huh. Just a person for coffee or something, and I drove down to meet him, and I was met by a teenage gang with fists and weapons to try to drag me out of my car and physically assaulted me for a period and smashed up my car and calling me faggot and paedophile and all sorts of things and just laughing all along. They basically set me up. It was premeditated. It was planned to pick on someone. They knew exactly what they were doing.
And just to bring us to today, Mark, what has been the reaction? Because obviously you follow social media. What has been the reaction to you going public about this?
Before I do that, I just want to say something that's on my mind. I felt so sorry for that poor woman.
I know, talking about,
and I just wish her and her family all the best.
Yeah, fair play. Bernie was her name.
Bernie and Patsy.
Yeah, well said, yeah. That's
the public reaction has been absolutely amazing. I mean, astounding. It was kind of a terrifying thing for me because I'm a very private person. I don't like people knowing my business, so it was a huge jump into the unknown for me, and it was worth it because I feel like I've highlighted an issue that needed to be highlighted. That is safety on these websites, and the people's reaction, 99.999%, has been absolutely fantastic. Support has been fantastic from all across the different social media that I've been using, and through my neighbors and friends, and of course my family. I mean, just people. It's just been amazing, amazing. That's all I can say.
But surely it could not be otherwise, Mark.
No, well, I don't know. I mean, I've had one or two people, the very tiny, tiny, minuscule minority, who have basically tried to turn it back at me and say I was responsible for getting attacked. So, of course, I don't really entertain people like that. Mm. I like to sort of lie on the side of reason.
How are you physically? How are your injuries, Mark, more importantly today?
Because
you got beaten around the head, didn't you?
They were trying to reach my head, and I did take a few bangs to the head. I got something hit me just below the eye and kind of left me kind of bloodied and a bit of a mess. I was very lucky because I figured out I'm not like some sort of shrinking violet. I generally know how to handle myself under normal circumstances, that is. But I was ambushed in this case, and I actually immediately swung my legs out towards those guys. So I was trying to kick at them, keep them off of me. So I realized from the very onset they were trying to get to my head because there's three of them at any one point in the door. They pulled the door of the car open.
How did they know it was? It's horrific, your description of it, but how did they know it was you?
Because I'd been talking. Somebody contacted me, and we were just having a polite and decent conversation. Mm-hmm. And that person came across as the type of I like good manners and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. and came across that way. And we had a bit of a banter, and then we agreed to meet, and you know. There was no plan to do something. We just agreed to meet. So I drove down to the place that we agreed to meet, which was the Odeon Cinema, outside the Odeon Cinema in Coolock, in the car park, which was well lit and well peopled. And the guy had asked me what would I be wearing, and I just said, look, I'll be in a blue Hyundai.
Oh, okay, the New York car.
Yeah. So they knew the car.
And you were on your own. You were alone, obviously.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is there CCTV?
Yes, there is CCTV. Yeah, and the Gardaí are They interviewed me on Wednesday.
Okay.
And they're examining the CCTV. They took my car away. The car was smashed up. They broke my windows and the windshield and stuff.
And Mark, did a Gardaí indicate, had they seen the CCTV at that stage?
No, when I went to see them on Wednesday, they indicated they'd actually looked at it, just preliminarily looked at it.
And had they
had to send it off?
And had they? I know that, but had they seen? Was the attack visible?
They said it was a little bit distant, but they have all sorts of equipment.
But could they see a group? Could they see a group of people?
Oh yeah, yes. They could clearly see what was going on.
This would be the CC, the camera aimed at the directed at the car park.
It would have been directed at the car park. Plus, it was literally a pathway going down to the Malahide Road, and it was lit as well. And it would have been there, for the protection of the general public.
But the Gardaí are satisfied. They have some images, at least.
They are. Okay. And also the bunch of Einsteins that assaulted me were also, their hands were all over my car.
Already, okay.
So they took the car away for fingerprint, dusting and stuff like that. Plus, it was set up online. I mean, there has to be some sort of electronic signature somewhere.
Good point, yeah.
So, the guards are doing their best.
And what's the status of the investigation now?
Well, initially, I was told on Tuesday night when I was in the ambulance, the guards were interviewing me. I was told that my interview wouldn't be till the following Wednesday. Then, the day after, Wednesday afternoon, I got a call from the guards saying that because of the amount of traffic on social media about this, that some superintendent was he wanted to get it expedited, and they had me in on the Wednesday afternoon.
So you've given a statement.
I gave it already.
After. Yeah. And many Gardaí were present when you.
And there were two young Garda, a Gardaí present, and they did what they could, given the circumstances.
Okay, but you now believe the Gardaí are taking it seriously.
I believe they're taking it seriously. I've heard from a few people. One of the things that, like I said, I'm a private person. I'm not used to all this. And one of the things that I've been very sort of inundated with in the last few days is emails and messages from various media, both in Ireland and abroad.
Okay.
And I've received messages of support and interest from North America, from Southeast Asia. I mean, I've been quite surprised. One of the things that they're actually trying to do at the moment is just find out what sort of information Griner has about what's going on. So that's kind of where it's at the moment. I don't really know much more than what. Oh, sorry. Can I get back to what the original question was? The old noggin stuff. I took a bit of a bang the other day, so I get lost. The guards I've lost that.
Okay, don't be worried, because you think that one of them actually had a hammer when he was attacking you.
I thought it was a hammer. That's what it looked like to me initially. I mean, don't forget, I just saw a bunch of people approaching my car after I stopped.
But it was pretty brazen that the gang. How many do you reckon? I know it's difficult in darkness, and then they're running.
I thought it was about eight or ten or something. I mean, it just seemed like a swarm of rabid animals.
Well, that's a horrific. It's a horrific attack. But that's a horrific conspiracy that eight people would get together, set up a Grindr account to lure somebody. Like, did they? I'm just wondering. It's the wrong way of putting the mark. But was the car park there? Whoever was dealing with you on Grindr, was it their location of choice, or were they trying to get you to meet somewhere else?
No. Well, it was their location of choice. But the other thing that happened on my drive over to them, because I live in Coolock too. The other thing that happened is he asked me if I. He said he was walking down between. I don't know if you know that area, but he was walking down between the Tonlagee Road and Malahide Road. There was a little pathway.
There is a pathway, yes, but a pedestrian pathway. Cars can't go on it.
Absolutely, it's just pedestrian. At night time, it's kind of dark, and he said he was walking there, and he was scared, and he didn't want to walk by himself. Could I walk him down? And also the next thing, could I meet him at the Bottle Banks? And again, another obscure location. At this point, I wasn't thinking, there was no thought in my mind that I was actually being set up. I thought maybe that this person was just taking the pee and they were going to just walk, you know, not be there. Just
as I know that little name. Is there, I don't know if there's a little stream or something by it, but it's but if Mark, God forbid, if given what you say happened to you in the car, and you managed to stay in the car, as far as I can understand, even though they gave you an awful beating. If you had been on your own on that little walkway, that obscure walkway where there's no cars because they can't go up and down.
I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I wouldn't be talking to you right now. There's something, two things that stick in my mind about this whole attack. One of them is that they were laughing the whole way through from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is they wanted to kill me. They didn't want to damage me or hurt me. They wanted to kill me.
Why do you say that, Mark?
Because they were aiming for my head. They just kept trying to get to my head. That's why I swung my feet out. I kept kicking at them and trying to push them back and punch them and stuff as much as I could. And they just said, you know, as one of you pushed back, another one becoming and punching me in the head or trying to hit me with that instrument, what metal instrument, whatever it was. I had to get back to your own question. I don't know if it was a hammer.
Yeah, don't worry.
The guard said it might have been some other...
It almost sounds as if the gang and them were competing with each other to see who could get in at you first and everyone can get a go at you.
Yeah, I think they were just...
Were they shouting, Mark? What were they saying?
They were shouting and calling me a paedophile and a faggot and a pervert.
Oh, my God.
And they even did that as they were leaving. I mean, the other thing is that pathway I mentioned to you.
Yeah.
The pathway was there. They'd set this up. They knew exactly what they were doing. They'd set it up so they could actually get to me easily and get away from me easily.
Mm-hmm.
And that pathway, it goes off into like a bunch of other kind of points of egress. Well thought out. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Now, I know it's happened before on Grindr that men have been set up.
Yeah.
And there's two reports I'm looking at here. One is in the Irish Times. Two Donegal men lured another young man, and again through Grindr, the gay dating website, and they attacked and robbed him. And then there's a warning from which community? I think it's a Cork. It's the headline reads, warning over homophobic catfish attacks. Members of Cork lesbian, gay, bisexual and transsexual LGBT community have been warned to take safety precautions when meeting online dates after reports of orchestrated attacks by assailants using websites and dating apps to attract their victims. Which is, unfortunately, there is a group of young people, I know you're in Dublin, but of young people in Cork carrying out organised beatings against members of the community, posing as young men and women on different sites, including Tinder, Plenty of Fish and Grindr. They aim to get young gay and lesbians alone in secluded areas of the city to carry out vicious attacks. This could be written by the guys who attacked you.
That's what they did. Yeah. Might be a copycat thing, but my own take on it is that there's a certain kind of, how can I say, the subgroup in certain parts of Dublin that don't really have any moral compass and they don't have any sort of sense of being brought up properly. They don't have any understanding of the difference between right and wrong. And they have this sense of entitlement. They think that they're fearless. They're fearless. They're not afraid of anything. They're not afraid of the police, any authority. And this is the type of people that are doing this stuff. Intelligent, you know, reasoned people don't do stuff like this.
Did anyone come to your aid?
No. Well, it wasn't kind of that wasn't an issue. It happened in the beginning. What happened was, as I mentioned to you, I was kicking and kicking and kicking to try to get them away. And then I realised. I had a horrible thought that one of them was going to come around to my passenger side, smash the window and hit me on the head with a hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I thought to myself, the only way I'm going to get out of this is to get attention or get somebody here, get to scare them off. So I just got my hand on the horn and kept blasting and blasting and blasting it. Now, they hit me with something on the right hand, to get my hand off. But I kicked him and got him away.
I'm answering this question. If you tried to drive away,
I tried.
Okay. No, I'm saying, I'm just thinking, Mark, if you tried to drive away and one of them was hit, you'd be the one up in court.
Well, possibly. That's a different story. But I think I did try to actually start my car.
Okay.
And they hit me on the hand, tried to steal the keys out of the ignition. But I kicked again. I was lucky enough. I was able to send them off.
You mentioned being taken to the hospital in the ambulance. Are the hospital saying you will recover? Physically, at least, those injuries are not life-threatening. Obviously,
but in terms of
breaks, or which a lot of people don't recover from fully. Did you suffer any breaks, or hopefully not in your hand that was hit?
No. I have to say, I think because I was able to get my feet out and kicked him, just keep them at bay.
Yeah,
that saved me, and then being able to honk the horn. That once the horn started getting honked, the noise.
Got them to sort of back off. Now, we have an interesting statement, Mark, in from, I think this is unprecedented, from the Garda Press Office. Garda investigate an assault that took place on Tuesday the 15th of October at approximately 10:30 p.m. near the Malahide Road in Coolock. We know where it was, in the Odeon car park. A male, early 50s, received non-life-threatening injuries, taken to Beaumont Hospital. This incident, while still under investigation, appears to have been orchestrated by the assailants to target the injured party. While the investigation is focused on all aspects and motives of this assault, this incident is being investigated as a hate crime. Now, if it's being investigated as a hate crime, which it should be, Mark, I think that's a first in Ireland. That they're actually saying the reason, the Gardaí believe, they will obviously pursue it and have to prove it, but the Gardaí believe, which you know was what happened, but the Gardaí believe and are going to pursue it as a hate crime, that the reason you were attacked was because of your sexual orientation.
It is. Yeah. And that's what I believe as well. I mean, they didn't come... I'm not saying they wouldn't attack somebody because they're straight. They attack who they think they can get away with. But in this instance, they attacked me because I was gay.
Yeah.
And they, as I said, they were trying to kill me.
And has anything like this... Hopefully not. Has anything like this ever happened before, Mark?
No, I've never... I've the vast majority of people in this country are very decent, open-minded, tolerant. Even if they disagree with your lifestyle, they're still understanding that, you know, that's your own preference, or not your own preference.
Yeah, of course.
I've never.
Because we did it there 2 weeks ago, if somebody got into a row with a group of youngfellas over kicking ball, you wouldn't have known these youngfellas, you reckon, from any other interaction. You didn't stop them robbing an old lady, or follow my drift?
Yep. Totally. 100%.
Yeah. Okay. So you're adamant this came straight off Grindr. It was set up. It was a conspiracy. It was a conspiracy that was carried out. Luckily, Mark, this is not much consolation to you. But luckily, you stayed in that car park and didn't go down that that secluded little laneway, which effectively is, because you say you don't think you'd be here today.
I wouldn't be here talking to you.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, I was also lucky because I had once I start beeping the horn, I had people started coming over towards me. Now, their last act of defiance was to break my windshield, and they scurried off like rats into the bush. And again, last thing I remember about them is just their laughs. To them, it was all just fun and entertainment. And, you know, they got their fix for the night.
I'm thinking because his anniversary just passed last month of Declan Flynn, who was attacked and kicked to death in Fairview Park.
That's right.
In 1982, he was only 30, and that was murder. And it was seen as a horrific death. A wonderful, wonderful man, a young man, and his murder was seen as a catalyst for the LGBTQ pride movement in Ireland, and indeed with great respect and dignity, I think every year on the Pride March, a group then march out to Fairview Park to remember Declan. But Mark, look after yourself.
I will indeed.
And I hope what is to happen out of this will happen. I hope you make a full recovery above all else. And
I'll be fine. But you brought a kind of a little bit of uptick to my heart. You just told me about the hate crime thing. If that's going to happen, and if they actually start taking this kind of attack seriously as sort of premeditated.
Yeah, I've never heard them. I've never heard the Gardaí. Maybe I'm wrong, but I've never heard them say this is being investigated as a hate crime.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to look into it.
Mark, you're not worried about going public, Mark, and your photograph and... given that those sick people
have an issue with me, they can have an issue.
No, no one has any issue with you. I'm just worried about your own. If those criminals can do that to you. But anyways, go safely, Mark, and a lot of support, as you know, coming in. And as you say, if the Gardaí are saying it's a hate crime, well, that means it's been upgraded, and hopefully they will pursue it with great vigour. Thanks indeed. That's Mark Power from Coolock in Dublin. 51551, joe@rt.ie.